We are live in the podcast after hours nightcap no cap special. I'm here with Dadrian Houston Leyva. Is that fine?
Like, you have to say it like that.
Emphasize it.
And Francisco Javier Sanchez.
Yes, you're right.
Hey, I'm just making sure, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you guys for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, man.
Now we got Dadrian in the house.
What's up? What's up?
Breaking the rules.
Yeah, my bad. My bad.
All right, so the first set of topics. Strip clubs.
Oh, love them.
That's crazy that they're open right now. Do you think they should be open?
Wait, strip clubs are open right now?
Yeah, strip clubs are open, yes. Especially in San Antonio.
Especially in El Paso.
Wow.
I haven't been to a strip club since COVID.
Do they wear masks?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, kind of. So like the way it works is like they wear masks. And like on the stages, apparently like they have like little stands like to keep you 6 feet away. Like, so like you just throw your money and then you just leave. It's kind of disrespectful.
I know. Okay. No.
I mean,
are the bras like masks too? Like the underwear?
Shut up. Get out of here.
What do you mean?
That'd be pretty cool. If I was a stripper, I would have that as my mask. I mean, as my mask, as my bra. Like, I would make my bra out of a mask.
What?
And my
you.
Underwear out of a mask. That's if I was a stripper. That's if I was a girl and if I was a stripper, that's what I would do. But that's just me being creative, bro. I'm creative. What can I say?
You know, someone's already, like, done that. Someone's, like, made... I've seen it on Twitter where, like, this girl, like, made, like, a bikini out of, like, fucking mask and walked around, like, at the parking lot of a Walmart.
What the fuck?
Yeah. What? That's so weird, but...
That is pretty weird.
What do you think she was trying to prove there, or do you think that was attention?
Well, no, it was attention, obviously. But I mean, that's pretty dope.
I don't know.
Hey, confidence.
I mean, I couldn't do that.
Confidence. She killed it, I guess. Did she?
Yeah, killed it.
All because of fucking COVID.
Dude,
people
COVID.
Got crazy during quarantine. Remember when there was no toilet paper?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, fuck.
For sure.
Like, shit was chaos. It was fucking chaos when everything hit. I remember going to HEB and being like, oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God, please. Everybody's, like, walking really fast and, like, rushing, and I'm just like, fuck.
You know what cracks me up is how like porn, like so porn's already like the number one most viewed website or site, but how it skyrocketed during quarantine. And imagine just like the parents reading about that. Like, huh, I wonder what my kid's doing right now.
Bro, how do we go from HEB toilet paper to porn? That's my thing.
Hey, it's the podcast late night after hours. Anything goes.
I mean, I understand that, but goddamn.
Goddamn.
You didn't ease into it, bro. You went straight.
Hey, straight to the facts, bro.
All right.
Our first topic was strip clubs. So we went strip clubs to HEB. What? That's what we should be looking at. That tied in
because I'm like, fuck COVID. And then she was like, you know what? Like, it was crazy. Remember when everything was running out? So, I mean, we tied into it, but you just went straight to fucking porn being the number one website in quarantine.
You know, it already was, like, just in general, but it just skyrocketed, like, next level.
Okay. You're right.
I think it's crazy how they were doing, like, drive through, like, strip clubs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what? Yeah. They were doing drive-thru strip clubs.
What do you mean?
Your window doesn't work yourself. You're just there.
And you just, like, stick your money out of the window and just do...
Drive-thru strip clubs?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it was here in Texas.
I thought it was here in San Antonio.
I thought it was in Houston.
No, it was in Houston?
Oh, really?
I don't know. Fuck. I honestly don't know.
I think it was in Houston, actually.
So it's probably all over Texas. Who knows?
But there's a drive-thru strip club.
It wasn't in El Paso, tell you that much.
That's crazy. Imagine your car breaking down. That'd be the best time to break it down. RIP to my truck breaking down today. Damn it.
You were pissed. You were so pissed. Because then when you couldn't open my hood.
It took three Mexicans to open her hood. Three.
Her hood or your hood?
Her hood.
What kind of car do you drive?
Just a Ford Escape.
Like one of the new ones. Okay, look, so I did the first step, you know, clicking it, like getting ready for it to open.
Yeah.
I just couldn't find it. And then there's my other homie from that works at Chick-fil-A. His name's Yoshi. Hey, hermano, ¿qué pasó? ¿No lo puedes abrir? And I'm like, you try, you know, like I'm not that dumb, you know, like, come on. So like, he's like, you know, like laughing at me. He couldn't do it. So then there's like this other Mexican with like the John Deere that pulls up and he's like a fieldsman and he couldn't do it. And then finally everyone's just like looking under with flashlights and we found it. Took three of us. She was in the car because she didn't know either, so technically four.
Damn.
Yeah, but he was pissed. Like, he was pissed.
Yeah, he texted me. Like, my fucking truck broke down again. I'm like, oh, damn, dude, that sucks. I'm going to take a nap.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, I love the truck, you know. It's an old school truck, Ford Bronco. Woo.
Gang.
I'll tell you what, it's not a smart vehicle right now. It's not a good vehicle economically right now and financially right now.
So, but you want to keep it, yeah?
Yeah, I want to keep. Yeah. Tell you, it's not a smart move. I probably should take it back to El Paso pretty soon. That's only if the strip clubs are open. Are the strip clubs open, Javi?
Oh, of course. Yeah, strip clubs are open.
Wait, so how many strip clubs are in El Paso?
I like how you laugh.
Greens, Drags, Red Parrot.
What?
Why'd you whisper?
No, I'm counting like I'm on my back. So there's Dreams, Jags, Red Parrot.
The Cabaret?
Cabaret closed down.
Finally.
Yeah.
Wait, what was wrong about that?
They were saying it was for prostitution.
Tell you the truth, I heard rumors that there was just like pregnant old ladies like just dancing on that stage.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
There was anything and everything happening at the cabaret. Like,
oh my God, that's dirty.
It was no bueno, no bueno. Talk about like 3 or 4.
I'd rather get COVID than go in there.
Shut up.
True.
Damn, fuck this place, huh?
Yeah, no, fuck that place. But no, there's about 3 or 4 there.
You know, back then, like in the 2000s, El Paso was like the spot for strip clubs.
It was. It was because of Juarez.
Yeah, Juarez. And I heard Jaguars back then too was like...
Oh, Jaguars back in the day was dope.
Yeah, I heard it was like platinum.
Platinum, yep.
Straight up. People would come from out of town and just go to El Paso. Just
to go to Jaguars, yep.
Yeah, go to Jaguars and go to Juarez too.
My grandpa would go to strip clubs and he would be like, oh yeah, I love Jags. And I'm just like, oh, okay. And he always joke about Jags, so you know he's being funny. I just think it's weird how like strip clubs has always like been a thing for like years and years and years. Isn't that weird? I don't know.
Okay, so do you think we should have strip clubs?
I think so. I don't see why not.
I don't see why not. Women earn money. Women and men earn money just by showing off their body. I feel like that's
good ass money too.
Good ass money.
Hell yeah.
And it's just like showing off their body. Like that's what you do for work is you just go and dance.
Bro, like, have you seen the cars of some strippers? Dude?
Yeah.
Bro, like, dude, there's some strippers that like have Raris and Lambos. And bro, like in fucking El Paso, like there's Caddies and fucking Mercedes. And fuck, dude. I'm like, goddamn.
But yet people want to talk down on them still.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's going to be regardless in everything, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, always.
So, I mean, like, you just gotta learn to fucking ignore them. Like, hey, if you're talking shit about me, like, if you're doing better than me, I mean, maybe I'll take you, but dude, if you're not doing better than me, like, who the hell are you to tell me how I'm doing? You know what I mean?
Because, I mean, like, right now, having a stripper job to me is normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's been so accepted in our society.
So let me ask you, if you had a daughter and you found out she was a stripper, how would you feel?
I'd be heartbroken. For sure I'd be heartbroken. No questions asked. I feel like she wouldn't need to be a stripper.
What about, like, she has an OnlyFans or stuff like that?
What did I do? You know? Wait, like, did I not do enough?
That doesn't necessarily mean that, like, she's going down the wrong path.
Because we just talked about it.
Like me. At one point in my life, I was like, oh, what if I go and be a stripper? But it's like, look at my path. There's a lot of people out there just like me that are just curious, and then they also just like it's fun. Some people like showing off their bodies like that, and so it doesn't necessarily mean that like you failed or
it's a lot of confidence. So
it's a lot of to do that. You have to be really strong like within yourself because it's like everybody knows about like oh a stripper. Ooh, you probably suck dick on the side. You probably fuck. You know, it's just like talking all this shit. You're already going into that work field knowing all that. Like you have to have a shit ton of confidence.
Oh, for sure.
And so props to all the strippers out there because that's fucking hard.
Hey, shout out to strippers.
And then they do some crazy ass shit on poles. I've never gone to a strip club, but I've heard.
Oh no, no, there's some athletic
like I've seen videos on Twitter. And, all right, like you want to talk shit about it? Go do what they're doing,
bro. Apparently, like the mecca for strip clubs is in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, of course.
And like fucking Magic City. So apparently the day to go to Magic City is on Monday. That's why there's a song by Jeezy called Magic City Monday. And dude, like, oh my God, the strippers there, dude, like.
You went?
I want to go. I would love to go. So I've only gone to strip clubs, not only, in El Paso, Austin, Dallas, San Antonio, Houston, Vegas, Denver, and Canada. And Juarez, obviously. It depends what you want to go for. Like, if you want to go to party and, like, have fun, I still say, like, and if you have money, Vegas. But, like, if you want to go and, like, you're just chilling and all that, like, I think actually, like, San Antonio or Austin are, like, more chill. Like, just chill. You're going to go have a couple beers. Just relax. Fucking look at them. Like, goddamn. Like, how the hell do you climb the pole like that? And then just dip out. But, like, if you want to go, like, pop bottles and all that, like, I think El Paso and Vegas are probably some of the more fun ones for sure. for sure.
Very nice.
But yeah.
All right. So I know we're getting to this conversation, but I want to ask you real quick. I want to ask you guys. Uh-huh. So if your daughter were to do her an OnlyFans page and be serious, how would you guys feel?
So I'll be completely honest.
Okay. Because I feel like I didn't get to finish.
No, I'd be hurt. I know how you said maybe I shouldn't be, but me just as a person, how I am, I would be hurt. Because how you said, I would feel as though, did I not give her enough attention? Or like, what did I do wrong? So I understand you completely. So I mean, me as a person, just how I am, I would be hurt. I would be hurt. And I'd question her, like, hey, like, why are you doing this? Like, what's your legit reason for doing this? Like, do you need money? Like, do you need help? Like, and
or
and
maybe if, she loves it.
Maybe. Or like, if she's getting pressured to do this, okay. I'd go more for the safe side of this. Like, as much as, like, you're going to be my daughter and I love you to death regardless, but I just wanted to see, like, why you're doing this. If you're doing this, like, out of curiosity or something, it's going to hurt and I'm going to push you not to. But if you're doing this, like, for safety or something like that, like, fuck that. Like, get rid of that and fucking, like, I'll protect you. Like, that's going to be my job as a father. Like, yeah. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that would be my take on it. So if my daughter had an OnlyFans. Now, if she was a stripper, oh, man, that'd be even worse. That'd be even worse.
Okay, so since you've gone to like a lot of strip clubs, how is it ethical for you to go to strip clubs even though you think like that?
And to be honest, it's wrong for me to think like that. I'll mm-hmm. be the first to say, but once again, I guess the Mexican machista, if you will, in mm-hmm. me is the way that thinks. Mm-hmm. So it's not right. I'll be the first to say, but that's just how I think, if that makes sense.
Okay. I respect
that. So I mean, I know it's not the best way to think. Maybe it's not the right way to think, but it's just how I think. So how it is, like, I'll see someone else do it, but I don't want my family mm-hmm. doing it, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? So that's my standing.
Okay. Yeah.
That's how I feel with the song WAP. There's some
hoes. Got some hoes. There's some hoes. Took it back of my throat.
Park that big semi. I'm like, god damn.
Find this little garage.
That's vulgar. Vulgar as fuck.
I asked my mom, I was like, she was here like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, mom, my mom's like super young. She's like, she's about to turn 41 in December. So like, she's a baby. And I was like, mom, if I was a little girl, like, let's just say like 8 years old, like, would you have let me listen to WAP? And she was like, yeah, why not? And I was like, okay. I was like, all right, why? She was like, well, I mean, you don't necessarily know it. Like, you don't know what any of that shit means. And right. I was like, okay, yeah, like, you're completely right. I remember singing like My Humps by like Fergie, talking about my little lady lumps when I was like 7 years old. So I'm just like, we were singing some like Lollipop by Lil Wayne. Yes, and yes. It's just like, no one had a problem with that. Right. They put out like this song, which is like, it's not normal.
Right.
I should say, everybody lost their fucking mind. And it's just like, sure. I don't know. Or more people are starting to pay more attention, but I don't know. I think it's weird.
That's interesting you say that. So, like, music, the way you perceive the information evolves. Back then, I used to be a big fan of 50 Cent, listening to his songs. And I loved his songs, but I realized half of the stuff that he was saying, I didn't know. But I just liked the song so much. Mm-hmm. So then growing up, I hear his songs and, like, it makes the song more beautiful. But then it's just like, damn, this is what I was jamming to. Like, at such a young age, I don't even know what that was. And now when you realize what that is, you're just like
damn.
We probably listen to some crazier stuff than what this generation is listening to. Yeah. But we're just, I guess, realizing it more. Or I guess because we're older, we're more aware of it.
Yeah. Okay, I used to listen to this band in sixth grade. It was called Blood on the Dance Floor. Have y'all ever heard of that band?
No.
It was screamo. It was screamo, emo. It was like, it was like all that stuff. And literally, like, their songs would be like, S my D, pop it out like lipstick. And like it would be like very, very, very like R-rated sexual. It ended up like the lead singers got investigated for like fucking around with like a little kid. It's just like, oh my god, like they were like singing like this, but that didn't really change like how I lived life. Because I didn't perceive it and be like, oh, I'm gonna go S his D. You know, it's just like, no. Yeah. That was like in sixth grade, but it didn't like affect me. I just liked the song. It was just catchy. It was, hey, like, I was big fat. I had t-shirts.
I was that Hot Topic.
Literally.
I know you were.
Literally.
Hot Topic. That was like a middle school phase. All right, so now that we're getting closer to the seasons, we're getting close to Thanksgiving, Halloween. How do you guys feel about Halloween during COVID this year?
I fucking hate it so much. Like, Halloween is my Christmas. So is that, and I can't even celebrate it.
It's your favorite holiday?
It's my favorite holiday. It's my favorite everything. I live, breathe, eat Halloween. I I love Halloween. Like, my Halloween decor stays up year round. I have skeletons. Really? I have skeletons. I have, my blankets are usually skeletons. It's, yeah, everything skeletons in Halloween.
Your cat's a...
My cat's black and white. His name's Oreo, a.k.a. Oreo.
Oreo.
Oreo. But I love Halloween. Do y'all like Halloween?
So I hate scary shit. Oh, I hate it so much.
No.
Dude, I hate scary shit. I hate it so much. But I mean, I'll go, like, but I don't prefer it.
Fuck yeah.
That. Fuck that.
Yeah, all of my friends are like that. But I have a couple that are like, yeah, fucking Halloween. We love it. Do you like it?
When I was little, it was one of my favorite holidays, for sure.
Okay.
I used to love it. And then when I stopped trick-or-treating, it was just like whatever to me, you know? And like the parties dressing up, I was like, eh, whatever, you know? If I do it, I do it. If not. And then especially in college, I guess because I kind of being a good athlete and I didn't really get to, I don't know, just really enjoy Halloween the way I would like to. Mm-hmm. So because of that, Halloween's like really nothing for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
As a little kid, I used to love Halloween.
Halloween's
candy, everything. I used to love getting candy.
Like, I don't necessarily like the. I like everything, but I like the theme. I like this spooky.
I like the theme. I dig it.
I think the reason why I'm like that is because I love horror movies. My first scary movie, I was like 3 years old. My first scary movie that I like. My first scary movie was The Exorcist. That was my first movie. Scary movie. That's why I'm all fucked up. But
I fucking hate scary shit like The Exorcist.
Wait, so what's your favorite holiday?
Honestly, Christmas.
Christmas?
Yeah.
That's my second.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like the decorations.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, I love the decorations.
So it'd be probably Christmas and Thanksgiving.
I cannot wait to eat for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. I like more so the leftovers, all the leftover turkey and the tortas you make and just whatever you eat, you know, the next 3 or 4 days.
Everything, but Thanksgiving. Everything is just mixed with turkey and
stuffing.
Yeah,
I just like getting a bowl and putting literally just a bunch of shit of Thanksgiving food, turkey, mashed potatoes, beans, whatever, just throwing it all in there, mixing it in a bowl and eating it. Maybe kind of gross some people, you know.
Hey.
I like mixing my food. I do that so much.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I
couldn't.
Right? Yeah. No,
I couldn't.
Like chicken rice beans, mole rice beans, steak rice beans.
Ripping up dope in the
just,
crock pot.
Are you going to put vegetables in it too, bro? I'll put vegetables in it too.
And you can just like mix it all together and eat it like out of a bowl.
Yes. It's all going to
get
it's
fuck gonna go up. The, get man, your
it's
friends.
It's going to go the same stomach, you know?
Whose friend is this?
It's like getting a burger, you know?
No.
No.
Not at all. A burger is no.
You're a weirdo.
My dad be getting.
You're
a psychopath. My dad be getting mad when I've been doing
this. This is going to be the ultimate. Do you like candy corn?
Nah.
I like candy corn.
Oh my god.
Candy corn's good.
I'm whatever. It's, I don't hate it, but I don't love it. It's okay.
Like, if it's
Twizzlers?
There.
Do you like Twizzlers?
Oh, fuck no.
Okay.
Fuck no.
Okay, good. All right. How'd you say it? No, yeah, because you're psychopaths. So you guys can't be trusted.
My dad, like, I remember one time I had a plate of enchiladas and then I grabbed like just handfuls of spinach and then I put cheese over it and then I put more hot sauce over it and I just start mixing it up in front of him. And my dad, he likes to like just look at what you eat, you know, just like really like pays attention. And he got so grossed out, he just said, "I'm gonna leave, you enjoy your dinner." Like, he wanted to talk to me, but I don't know why, I just grossed him out. He was just so mad about what I did to my plate. He just said, he'd be like, "I'm just gonna leave now, but enjoy your dinner," he said. And I was like, "All right, Dad." If it was a trip, I miss that guy. He's crazy.
I wonder what he was thinking.
I raised this guy. He's like, "What did I raise?
Whose kid is this?"
First the fingers, now this.
Oh, fuck.
I feel like you're just so like problematic.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's like anything that happened, somehow Jorge had something to do with it.
God damn it.
Straight up.
Even if I don't want to be in it, I would just somehow be pulled into it. And I'm like, all right, cool.
I'm down.
Sure. And then somehow it just ends up with me.
And everything would go back to Jorge. Everything.
Oh, it's my fault?
But that's why we love him, man.
I can't.
Like, my parents, like, So I didn't tell you that story. So it was during Christmas time, you know, like when the lights are up and everything. It was raining, but people still put the Christmas lights on. You guys have seen that, right?
But you never finished telling me the story.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
So I was at Razor's. He's another homie from El Paso that lives in our block. So I was chilling at his place and my older brother calls me. He goes, hey, he said, where are you? I'm like, oh, my Razor's. I'll be home right now. And he goes, don't plug in the Christmas lights. And I'm like, obviously it's raining, you know? And I'm like, is this why you called me? And he goes, yeah. Like he even was like, why did I even call him? You know, like I'm pretty sure he knows. And I'm like, okay. So I get inside. And then my dad tells me, he's like, hey, just to let you know, don't plug in the Christmas lights, you know? He's like, it's raining outside. And I'm like, okay, I know. And then my brother-in-law tells me, he goes, hey, I don't know if your dad told you, but you know, just make sure don't, you know, plug in the Christmas lights. And I'm like, I fucking know, you know? So then my sister, she's like, hey, Jorge, like yells at me. She's like, hey, Jorge, don't turn on the Christmas lights. It's raining, like yells at me. And I'm like, I fucking know. So then my dad comes and he's like, why are you talking to your sister like that? Why are you talking to your sister? I'm like, you guys told me four times now, I'm not retarded. And I just walk away. And then he goes, yeah, well, look at your fucking fingers. And then he walks away. And then I was like, damn, you got me. And I was like, you know what? Say no more, Pops. You got me there. Ese way. Yeah, he got me there.
I can't.
He's your friend.
But yeah, Christmas is a vibe.
Oh, Christmas is a vibe for sure.
We'll see how it turns out this year with COVID. Kind of sucks.
Does suck.
I feel like it's just going to be like there.
Social distance.
Do you think more people are going to put their lights on, though? They'd probably be so bored that you're going to see some crazy lights.
Crazy ass lights.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. But imagine how pissed people are going to be because they can't take a picture with Santa. People are going to be pissed.
Unless they wear a mask.
No. Okay, imagine people thinking about Black Friday. Black Friday, there's no way that's going to happen. People eat
honestly, Black Friday shouldn't happen.
It shouldn't or should? No. It shouldn't fucking happen.
It shouldn't happen. Like, it takes away from the whole purpose of the holidays.
Well, okay, yes.
It really does.
Like one day we're thankful about everything and that literal immediately day we're just like, we have to go buy everything.
No, we're killing each other to get like these deals that are not even that big of deals, if you ask me.
Do you guys remember when people were dying over Wii's?
Yes.
Dude, getting shot, bro.
Shot for Wii's.
People, like so many people have died during Black Friday, like not so like much lately, but back then growing up, I remember women trampled outside of Walmart. It's just like,
god,
is it worth it? But I like Black Friday shopping. It's fun. It's just fun.
It is fun, but I think it kind of takes away from the purpose of the holidays. Mm-hmm. You know, with people being such
dicks.
Fiends. Mm-hmm. Fiends, you know? Mm-hmm. We're in a border town, El Paso. So you see the border?
So Juarez? It's Alpine.
Oh, Alpine, yeah, the Alpine Village of Alpine.
I declare it a border town, too.
A border town. I respect that.
Barely, but whatever.
Like, well, I mean, Mexico, they don't have Thanksgiving. But yeah, like, a lot of them, like, they cross over during Thanksgiving because of the Black Friday sales.
Okay.
So, Walmart, the malls, like,
it's just madness. Crazy. It's madness. Madness. It's pure madness. But I like it. I like the chaos. I like the chaos a little.
Mm-hmm. I did Black Friday shopping once. Never again.
I used to go Black Friday window shopping. I would never get anything. I just go window shopping. Just go look.
You're like, oh, that's a good deal.
Hey, someone should take care of that deal. Someone get that deal. That's a great deal.
It was just interesting seeing so many people at the mall late at night. I'd go with my brother and my cousin. We'd always go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For like, we went like 3 years. It's crazy. See a bunch of fiends.
People fighting over TVs.
Fighting.
Like throwing hands. Old ladies just throwing hands. Pushing little kids. Adults pushing little kids.
Bro, like my tias were going hard, bro. Like just fucking throwing hands for sure.
And people like go hardcore. Like they have lists of everything because they already know what's going to be on sale.
Bro, like they send their kids like, go get it now.
Go hold now.
It. I'll be there in a bit.
It's crazy what people do for Black Friday.
Yeah. And iPhones.
iPhones. Mm-hmm. Apple.
Bro, Apple's a genius, dude.
Everybody has an iPhone. Isn't that crazy?
You know what? I hear it's like, dangerous right now to have an iPhone, though. Why? I hear they're getting hacked because a lot of people that like that are hackers. I know everything's getting hacked, but Apple's like a main target because a lot of wealthy people have, a lot of rich people have iPhones.
Yeah, you're right.
I would say the majority of everybody has an iPhone.
No.
I would say so.
More people have Androids than iPhone.
Peasants.
Peasants.
Peasants. Shout out to the peasants.
Shout out to those Androids. Fucking, you know who's an Android user?
Randall. When he asked for a peasant charger yesterday.
Here you go, Randall.
Do you have a micro USB? What?
A what? Why'd you have to say it so technical? If you hear this, I'm sorry.
No, you're not. You hate him.
Not. He's
so rude.
No, I'm sorry.
Did you like your Monopoly yesterday? Fuck!
Every time.
Man, screw both of you guys. I'll screw all three of you. My first time ever playing Monopoly, we didn't get to finish it. Because you suck.
No.
Because you suck.
No.
Because you were losing all your money because you had no money. You said, fuck Monopoly.
No. Okay. Literally.
The accounting major.
Shut
the
up.
First one that wanted a dip.
Wow. Y'all are fucking talking shit to me. That's
true.
Okay. No. What happened was, let me correct y'all. I literally kept landing on those blue chests and they would fuck me up. Like, I never even landed on a property to buy. I only had four. You know that, right?
You had four.
I had four. And two of them
And two of them were mortgaged.
Or services.
Or services.
And not even mortgaged.
And not even mortgaged.
But bro, how she came in, she's like, I'm just saying, I had to leave, and I had to come back, and I had to replay. I'm like, I wait.
She said, I've never lost.
I've never lost.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, I've never lost. Okay.
Y'all are bullying me. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
Did you lose yesterday?
No, I didn't
lose. You lost yesterday.
No.
Dang.
We quit the game. You were gonna win though. He was gonna fucking murder y'all.
You just assumed. You're assuming.
Yes, oops.
I had a strategy.
What? It was your first time.
Yeah, but I had a strategy. I was learning.
You're learning.
It was like random. He's like, Javi, let me talk to you. What do you want to talk about, bro? Like, I would like to acquire this. What can I do to help you? Randall, I'm doing better
Ronald.
Than you. I got much more properties than you. He's like, no, but like, come on. Would this interest you? No.
He gave you the shittiest card for your best card.
Like two services. I'm like, fuck no, I don't want services. I don't want services for it. But he's a cool cat.
A cool cat.
Good times.
Good times.
So now, the last topic. It's cuffing season.
It is cuffing season.
Hmm.
When the cuffing season starts, like what, like in
right
early October?
Yeah, right now.
Right now, right?
Yeah, so I would say so.
With like pumpkin patch dates or
Valentine's
dates. From pumpkin patch to Valentine's Day, then boom, back to, to spring break, to be spring break.
Spring break.
And then boom, back to being single.
Yep.
Crazy time.
Mm-hmm.
Question, is there anyone you're trying to cuff?
Hey, no way. Huh? Focus on the mission.
You?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Same. Well, I mean, there is, but she's back in El
Paso. So, yeah?
There is.
Okay, there. Look at you.
There is.
Yeah?
Damn. I'm not trying to break up with her. Come spring break.
You want to make this last.
I want to make this last.
Yes. Are y'all talking?
Yeah.
Look at that.
So, like, long story. Super long story.
Damn.
Super long story.
This is the after hours.
But to make it short, she friend zoned me.
Oh.
But, I'm trying to jump out of the friend zone.
Okay.
So my question to you guys is, do you think it's possible to get out of the friend zone?
Because
like it's like I told you the other day, like, bro, she does shit that fuck, like, it trips me out, confuses me.
Well, you know what? I mean, if you ask me, I think you just need to communicate. Ask. Mm-hmm. If you really want to know, I think you should just ask, right?
Yeah.
Just be straight up.
Be straight up.
Do, baby.
I don't know. Okay, let me be like real honest. Girls are fucking mean.
Oh, yeah.
Girls
for sure.
No,
girls are savages. For sure.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
like,
you guys are.
Literally, some girls will literally just do that. Like, how you said, like, oh, she's so confusing. They'll purposely, like, do stuff like that. And it's like, they can either like you or, like, just think of you as a friend, but they're doing that. I don't want to say on purpose, but yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes perfect.
And it's just like, you wouldn't be doing those things. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
No, say it, please.
No, like, she, like, I don't know, but girls are pussy sometimes. Girls expect guys to make the first moves all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's nothing that makes a guy happier than when the girl makes the first move.
Really?
Swear to God.
Really?
Like, if you guys are talking, and like the guy you're talking, if you text him first, that'll make his day. Guarantee it.
You get the choose. Like, oh,
like, fuck, she thought about me.
She thought about me.
Swear to God. Ask any guy. Any guy that does that. No. Girl that does that. Winner. For sure.
So do y'all think y'all are supposed to make the first movers?
Society has told us to.
For sure.
Okay. Okay.
Would you ever go up to a guy at a bar?
No.
Exactly.
I would be no.
Okay, no, look. As far as making the first move, I mean, it could go either way, but we should definitely shoot, you know?
I wish I could do that. I know some girls that, like, can, like, walk up to a guy and be like, oh, hey, like, what's up? Blah, 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 blah. I couldn't.
Really?
I don't think I could. No.
Huh.
Mm-mm.
And you come off really confident, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's just weird.
Yeah?
I don't think it's weird. Like, if a guy comes up, I think it's weird if a girl goes up. But it's not weird. It's not weird. But I just can't do it.
I think, like, honestly, like, to become, like, if a girl came up to me, I'd be like, like, I'd be kind of a little tripped out, then I'd go along with it. Mm-hmm. Like, if she was, hey, what's up? I'm like, hey, like, am I being punked? Like, what's up? Like, what's
am I being punked? Yeah,
like, what's going on here? And then, like, she's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, oh, cool, cool. Like, what's up? Mm-hmm. But no, like, if a girl came out, I'd be like, hey, wait, like, huh, like, I appreciate it, but I'd be a little skeptical, but then I'd keep going.
Yeah. But they usually don't do that. They usually kind of, like, give, like, a hint.
Like, they look at you, like, make eye contact.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, make eye contact.
Or, like, they'll pass by you and they'll, like, say something. Or maybe ask for something.
Yeah.
Bitch,
I'm trying to do something.
I'm trying to go through.
You have a bottle opener? Or can you take a picture of us?
You see, that's what we do. Like, we make, like, little signs like that. Yeah. Oh, like, you look at them, then you look away, then you look back. Like so dramatic like that.
This motherfucker didn't recognize me. No.
And it's just like we're just like, oh my God, how long is it going to take him for him to come over here? Jeez. But yeah, that's how we communicate.
Yeah.
Which is so weird, right? That's just so weird. Yeah.
So when we take too long and you guys think like that, that suspense that builds up.
No, we'll lose interest and we'll just be like, oh, wow.
So it's like a certain gap.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, at least for me, like, I'm just like, yeah, 10 pluck starts now.
You got 10 seconds,
you
Mississippi.
10 fucking seconds
to come up.
To show
not
interest.
Not and next.
Exactly.
What was the time limit for you?
I don't know. Like, until I'm like, okay, I got bored. Fuck. I got bored. Like, I get bored, like, real quick. And it's just like, okay, I'm bored. And I'll just, like, stop doing what I'm doing.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
But every girl's different, so that's just me.
That's true.
Every girl is different.
Especially during coving season. Social media has been dangerous. They have put an emphasis in cuffing season.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
You're seeing it right now. Pumpkin dates, pumpkin patch, all of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
It's like the new world now. It's kind of scary.
I think it's weird how so many people like base their life off of social media, like what social media tells them, like what you should do.
Yeah.
I think that's weird. Going to a pumpkin patch, everybody wants to do that because it's on social media. I just think like that's weird.
Yeah. I'd rather smash pumpkins.
Let's go smash pumpkins.
I don't think you get drunk and smash pumpkins.
Like corn maze dates and all that. Like, I mean,
like it's all cute. It's, no, it's so dope. Cute. It's, oh my God. The outfits you can wear. Yeah. So cute. Yeah. But
I do it for you.
Yeah, do it for you, like, because you want to do that.
Right.
Not because you saw it and we have to go be basic and go take pictures of her.
Yeah. And see, that's what I like. Like, this girl that I'm talking to, like, she doesn't really post on social media and all that. Like, she sticks to herself and everything, which is kind of opposite of, like, what I do. Like, I'm quickly learning, like, hey, like, you don't need to post everything. Keep some things to yourself, you know what I mean? Like, things that you want to post, definitely. I'm not saying don't hold back, but like, hey, like some things are just meant for you, you know what I mean? For you and her, or the memories that you two make or stuff like that.
Definitely.
So yeah, that's that's my situation right now.
I hope that goes good.
So
are you gonna make a move?
I don't know.
You know, like something
little. The weather's
little,
getting colder, man.
You know,
the weather's getting colder.
Be like, hey, like, do you want to go out for hot chocolate?
What'd it do?
When it gets cold, and she'll be like, oh yeah.
No.
You can do that.
You want to build a fire?
Do you want to go out in the middle of nowhere and just start a fire?
Promise I'll be back.
Throw some marshmallows. Heck yeah.
Yes. You see, there's so many things you can do.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
You have
a
truck, bro?
I do have a truck.
Get some wood, go to the desert sands, go off roaring, then make a fire, build the fire. Boom.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You see, I hope that goes well.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Do you guys think Valentine's Day is a fucking bullshit holiday?
It's a bullshit holiday.
Yeah.
Bullshit holiday.
It's the day to spend money, huh?
It's just a day, like, the big company, big corporations.
Fuck
big corporations.
I'm sorry, like, if you need one day just to show your girl that you love her and fucking buy her flowers, like, fuck that.
Like just one day to make her feel special. And it goes the same way for girls. Like, you shouldn't spoil your man just on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, so then wouldn't you say the same about Christmas?
What do you mean?
Yes. Yeah.
No, because the idea of Christmas isn't gifts and all that.
Okay.
The legit idea of Christmas is family and celebrating the birth of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get into
the
broad idea. Gifts shouldn't even freaking be given.
It shouldn't, yeah.
If you think about it.
I don't.
I mean, that's an extra that we as humans have added to that, but I mean, in reality, it's just family time and celebrating Christ and all that, dude. So, I'll fight you on that one. I'll fight you.
I have to agree.
I'll fight you on that one.
I'll fight you on
I mean, what you're saying is making sense.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is humans fucked it up for Christmas.
Correct. Correct. 100%.
So I mean, corporations.
Humans did create Christmas. So you can't say humans fucked up Christmas or whatever.
They managed to fuck it up.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be a religious holiday. So then why are we getting all these gifts and stuff? You know, why are we making it for offering a lot of gifts?
Because different ideologies have made you do that.
Okay. So are you going to teach your kids about Santa Claus?
Yeah, I am.
But that's not what Christmas is about.
Exactly. But that's the way I was raised. When I was raised, that's what I thought Christmas was.
So should you adapt and change, or should you continue on what was like back then?
So for example, like in this given situation, for my kid, I'm gonna keep doing Santa and gifts and mm-hmm. all that.
Okay.
Because I don't want to change the idea of Christmas for a kid. It's like, for example, one time my dad and my aunt got into it because they're different religions.
Mm-hmm.
And my aunt told my dad, like, oh, are you gonna decorate for Halloween? Because I don't know what religion she is.
My mom hates that. Where are you?
But she's like, no, like Halloween is for the devil and worshiping the devil. And my dad's like, fuck no. Like when you tell a kid Halloween, all they care about is candy. Like just big ass bag of candy and cavities. And like, that's all they care about. Like,
yeah. Good, like, good no, job killing fucking kids. But keep going.
Yeah, literally.
Like, he's like, no, like I'm not going to hold back on my kids. Just because of what you think. Like, if they want to get a shitload of candy, they're going to get a shitload of candy.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So, I mean, it's just, it's different ideologies how you talk about
okay.
it.
Okay.
That's all you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I feel like these holidays are for little kids, but we're all kids at the end of the day.
Yeah. It gets fun as adults because it's like we get to pass it on. And that's the yeah. only reason why, like, you know, like single adults, I don't have like kids like celebrate, put up Christmas trees. Like, you really don't have to put up a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
But if people continue to do it just because it's like.
Just keep the spirit going.
Yeah.
Keep the spirit going. Sure.
Yeah, I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also another reason why a lot of people get depressed during this time, because they have no one.
Mm-hmm.
They have no one.
A lot of suicides happen during this yeah. time.
It hits me. I'll be the first to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hits me. Depression. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, me too.
Like, they'll be, and it's real weird. Like, they'll be dead, like, boom, like, I'm off the wall. And then, like, the next day, like, I'm all down. I'm like, fuck, like, mm-hmm.
it
sucks.
Okay, because you look at it now. It's getting cold. The weather's getting cold. And if you're alone and then yeah, and you see social media, ooh, it's going to be tough for you.
He said, ooh, it's going to be tough for you.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah. Where's my boo to cuddle yeah. with and all that?
But not even that, just the family time, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For yeah. sure. And you can't tell me it doesn't influence you a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you mm-hmm. see that and you think about it, like, fuck, I wish I had someone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how it is, it's just, it's a powerful venom
mm-hmm.
that what social media is like. And that's what we're talking about, that sometimes you just depend on it so much. And who's to say that what's on social media is right? Is there a rule to social media? Like, do I have to follow a certain someone to say that that's how I should live my life? No, like, yeah. it's my life.
Isn't it, like, crazy how, like, social media is brainwashing us? It's brainwashing us.
No, yeah, for sure.
And I think 100%. That's, like, fucking wild. We know it's happening. Like, we're fully aware of it, but we just accept it. And that's why a lot of people don't delete Twitter, don't delete Instagram, getting off of it. It's fake. The majority sure. of everything on there is fake, but 100%. Yet we're okay with it and we keep going. I'm one of those people.
Because doesn't it, to a certain point, give you a sense of happiness?
Mm-hmm.
Or something different than what you're going through in your normal life?
No, yeah.
So, I mean, like it's all psychology, honestly. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's but it's crazy that something as simple as a picture can change how you are, change mm-hmm. your mood, change your ideas.
Or, like, just getting a like, you're just like, ooh.
Because you and I both know, like, we'll post something and, oh, shit, I got 7 likes,
yeah.
10 likes, 15 likes. 20 likes. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For all I know, like, what half of those likes are, oh, shit, my finger slipped and it clicked the heart.
Yeah.
And we've all been here when you post out and you're like, you're waiting for that specific someone to like
yes.
it.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, shit, here she liked it. Mm-hmm. And you think it's the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the contrary, when they don't like it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he didn't see it. She didn't see it.
Why? But you know they fucking saw it, you know?
Yes. Damn, put it.
My bad.
Damn, we hit a nerve, huh?
Yeah, she didn't see it, did she?
She didn't see it, huh?
She didn't see
hey,
it.
Look, honestly, I'll be honest with you guys. Lately, I posted what I need to post, and I just delete Instagram. I don't even want to look at it.
Really?
Yeah. I try looking at it like morning, afternoon, at night. But sometimes...
delete it.
Huh?
I thought you said you deleted
it. No, like, not my account. I'll delete the app off my phone.
Oh, okay.
So then I have to re-download it. You know, I have to put extra effort.
Effort, right. Mm-hmm.
But then it's like when I use the UIW account, then I'm like, you know what? Okay, I'm going to go back to my profile. You know, I start doing that, but I hate doing that. Yeah, when I post something, I just delete it. And then sometimes, like, I feel bad. People comment. I feel like I have to comment or something. But I hate commenting, too. I don't even want to look. I don't even care. I don't even want to look. I post it because social media just plays with your emotions. It really does.
It does.
For sure.
It just.
Definitely.
Like how you guys say one like can give you such a different perspective.
Dude.
When it's just a like.
Just a like. And it's like.
It's literally, there's nothing attached to it. Like there's
nothing.
Like I can't even touch it. I can't. There's nothing tangible. It's fake. It's fake.
It's just a sense.
If we were to lose internet tomorrow, none of this would matter. However many followers you had, wouldn't matter.
Could you go a week without your phone?
Wait, can I still have like a flip phone to where I can call?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So
just literally old school. Just
old school
call
phone.
And that's it.
Yeah, I think so. For
think
a week.
So?
Yeah, I think I could do it. Yeah.
Okay. But are you depending on after the week to get your phone and check everything? And
oh,
all
yeah,
that?
Most definitely.
Yeah? Okay. You would?
Dude, sometimes I just want to break my phone. Take my phone.
That's not my question.
I can definitely go a week easy.
Okay.
Now, would I go back to seeing it? Obviously, for sure. But I can easily go a week. I hate looking at my phone.
So, like,
because I'd rather live in the now.
So, like, me, I could. One thing is my brother. My brother cannot live without his phone.
No.
At all. At all. And, like, I'm like, fuck, dude. Like, damn. He's really dependent on it. But he doesn't have as many social medias as me. He just has Facebook. That's it.
How old is he?
He's 29.
Okay.
So that's one thing that it trips me out, actually. Like, he has Facebook and that's it. He doesn't have Instagram, Twitter, fucking anything. So that's something that trips me out. Whereas me, like, I can do it, but I have Snapchat, I have Twitter, I have Instagram, I have Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So that's weird. It's crazy.
Yeah, that is weird.
Right?
That is very
right?
weird.
So
he's on Facebook a lot?
Yes.
Dude,
yes.
People that are on Facebook a lot, that's a clan. People that are just like on Facebook 24/7, I think that's so weird.
Really?
To me, it's not appealing. But
okay.
Then look at the generations, look at, you know, different stuff like that. It's mainly like older people.
It is.
Facebook is older people. And I
Correct.
Think that's dope as fuck. I just can't.
Can
but then,
it.
But then, you know what's weird? I see like people like our age like that on Facebook, going hard, posting about their fucking day, uploading pictures of their fucking like.
And I see us more on Instagram.
Yes.
Actually.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We think it's weird whenever we see someone our age on there. But we also think it's weird when we see like an older person on Instagram like we are.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree 100%.
Yeah. Like seeing Adam Sandler on Instagram, like what are you doing?
Who?
Adam Sandler. Like Adam Sandler having an Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know?
Yeah.
I don't picture him like going on Instagram and using it. I don't even think he does. I doubt it. Maybe he does. Who knows?
I mean, like someone he hired. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
But like someone's grandma, like active on Instagram.
Yeah,
like that's just like
if you saw little Johnny's grandma like your post.
Like what?
What the fuck?
Like, okay.
But if you saw that on Facebook, you're like, oh, like,
it's normal.
Yeah,
it's
normal.
Acceptable.
It's
yeah,
normal.
It's normal. It's normal.
And you know what's kind of weird? I feel like Facebook's more complicated out of Twitter and Instagram. I feel like Facebook's more complicated.
Really?
Than,
no way. If my dad can use it.
Yeah.
No, but think about it.
Same.
Okay.
If my dad could go on Marketplace on Facebook, it's not more.
No,
but like think about it. Okay, on Instagram, all you have is like a profile and you just have likes and followers or like
right.
followers and people who you follow.
Right.
And you just click it and you can see. You don't have Marketplace. You don't have all these Facebook Live shit. That's a lot to like maneuver through because it's literally just like four buttons. One of them just shows the people that you liked and one's just a feed and you just scroll down. I think that's really simple compared to Facebook.
Well, shit, then MySpace was tough.
MySpace, we were coding.
We were coding.
MySpace. Cal, they didn't even give us instructions on what to do.
Just copy
like,
and paste the link.
You knew, like, you knew
good,
what
yeah.
to do. And I think that's fucking crazy because I couldn't do it right now. I could not do it right now. How did we all know how to do that?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Making your own background, your own music. That was, yeah.
Yeah.
Those quizzes of what you were.
Oh, yeah,
what
little,
shoes are you?
Yes.
Who's your best friend?
Their top five?
Your
top
five.
Top 10?
And then when
top
someone moves
oh.
from your top five? Dang.
Damn.
Like that?
It's like that. Fuck. Whoever was your number one.
Your number
oh my
one,
God.
Bro. Yep, yep.
I wish I could have MySpace back. I miss MySpace.
Same. But like
you had your space.
The new comment. You remember when you used to see a new comment or new
and
like?
A new picture
you'd be
comment,
like,
new
what?
Message.
You would be like, what
and then
the fuck?
Get on and it's Tom. The Tom guy. Fuck. New updates coming. Suck my ass, Tom.
Suck my ass, Tom.
My brother created a profile of Tom getting humped by a monkey and it got deleted.
What the fuck?
I love it. I love it.
MySpace, so that's crazy. Because, yeah, everything just evolved.
Yeah, I can't believe MySpace went away. I thought that was there to stay, but then just Facebook just took over.
Facebook just runs it.
They own Instagram, they own Snapchat.
They own everything.
Yeah. What do you think is going to be next after Instagram?
I don't know. I think Instagram and Twitter and Facebook are going to remain for a hot minute, and Snapchat, but I don't know what's next.
Have you noticed that Snapchat's kind of going down a bit?
Oh, for sure. It's going
you
down.
You
no,
think?
For sure. Yeah. Instagram took over Snapchat.
For sure.
Basically. Yeah.
I think, I thought honestly, Instagram right now, owns Snapchat. Wait.
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. No.
Like, Snapchat kind of does. Like, for example, me, I don't use my Snapchat as much anymore. I use my Instagram.
Yeah.
I use a lot.
I use Snapchat all the every day. Really? I use everything every day, but I use Snapchat.
When I was in Mexico, in Monterrey, when I was working with people in Monterrey, the people there, they don't use Snapchat. They're like, Snapchat's dead here. It's all about Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, well, I guess I'm a loser.
That's cool.
Damn it. I'm behind. Yeah.
Wow.
Honestly, though, I couldn't live without my phone.
You couldn't?
No.
Really?
I need my phone. It's
your
got so
phone? I need everything else about your phone.
Everything else about my phone. Like music.
Do we have an MP3? I mean, we can still have
a shuffle. Without music.
A shuffle.
It's my alarm clock. Oh. It could be my wallet at times.
That's one thing that I still struggle with. I still carry cash.
You still carry cash?
I still carry cash.
Hey, no, that's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
I don't, that's a really bad thing of mine is I don't carry cash. Like,
really?
At all. I'm strictly card, my phone, the fucking Apple Pay. Everywhere I go does it. And I keep like $10. But like, my mom's always like, hey, Day, like, if you ever break down, you have to pay someone. You can't just fucking Venmo if they don't have it.
Right.
You have to have cash to do stuff. But
I get shit on so much by like my other boys, like Andrew, right? He's like, fuck, dude, why do you have cash? I'm like, dude, fuck, like. Yeah, I carry cash, but...
It's better. I hate that I pay with my phone, but it's so convenient at times.
Yeah.
I could just walk to the gas station, not take my wallet, less weight, have my phone, and just boom, pay.
Yeah.
It's right there. It's just so convenient.
And I mean, like, who really has time to, like, just go to a bank? Imagine getting a check. Like, I don't get checks. I get a deposit to my account. But, like, I couldn't imagine just getting checks every 2 weeks and having to, like, go to the bank and deposit it to get cash. That just sounds like so much work to me. No way.
No way.
No way.
Like a phone, it could be your GPS.
Sometimes we need a GPS.
It's
very helpful.
Let's take everything away. Social media, let's take away texting, because texting could be such a big distraction too. And let's just put emergency phone calls.
Yeah.
That'd be the perfect phone for me. I think for a human.
I think so.
Yeah.
But
it's not the phone itself. It's social media. You know, no one's just fucking like writing notes on their phone. Like, I mean, some people could be addicted to texting, but other than that, it's like social media or the apps that you could download to make it accustomed to you.
But then isn't that the person though? It's not the apps or anything, because apps are there.
Yeah, apps are there. It's a person.
It's a person. It's a person.
I mean, the apps are just there.
Mm-hmm.
But you as a person went and you enabled those apps. You downloaded those apps.
Yeah.
You use those apps.
Yeah.
Some person could be addicted to Pinterest.
Okay, yeah.
I know people that are addicted to Pinterest.
Yeah. I mean, I use Pinterest to design our houses. I get ideas from there. I'll be honest.
Yeah, but you use it for work though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just look at it to look at it.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, because it's just so interesting though too.
It's like
just
all those little influencers.
Mm-hmm.
That are on Instagram and all that. I mean, I gotta give it to them. That's how they make their money.
Yeah.
On YouTube or stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I think it's crazy how there's so many ways to make money now.
Oh, for sure.
There's so many ways to make money.
And like, what you least expect.
We were taught to like, oh, you have to go to college. You have to do this. And it's just like, there's people on TikTok, 14, 15, 16 years old, making millions off of just doing 15 second dances. If they could do that, you can do it too.
Yeah.
You're capable just as they are. It's up to you to put out the content.
Right.
I don't know.
It's really
I think it's weird.
It's really people selling themselves.
Yeah.
Like they sell their body, they sell their face, they sell their dance moves, they sell their skills.
Yeah.
Straight up. Killing the game. TikTok has become an outlet. At the end of the day, like you gotta, you know, respect the hustle.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wish people made money for like better stuff, you know? Important stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's cool, you know, because we live in such an entertaining society.
Correct.
Full of entertainment, you know, like wish like money was invested or used like in better things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. But at the end of the day, it is what it is.
Like, yeah. Isn't it weird how, like, there's so much money in our country, but we still have citizens starving, dying because they can't afford stuff?
Yeah, but sometimes people, you can't speak for everybody, but there's people that have, they put themselves in that position too.
No, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, for the people that need help, and I have no problem helping. Mm-hmm. But, like, one, there's people that love that lifestyle. Two, I mean, there's people that,
really?
Yeah, there's people that love homelessness. Like, they thrive on it. Because think about it. There's no responsibilities. There's no rent. There's no nothing. Like, and if I want to get up right now and go from here to Chicago, I can. Like, I have no responsibilities. I have no nothing. Like, there's people that love that lifestyle.
That's so weird.
Right? It's just, it's crazy. So, I mean, like, part of that, I'm like, eh. Like, because I got into it one day with somebody who's like, you don't feel bad for them? Like, for the most part, no, dude. Like, I mean, for the poor, the little percentage that, you know, something happened to them or
abandoned,
they had a tragic event, definitely, 100%. But the ones that, like, no, like, you can tell, like, seeing someone, like, no, dude, like, the file I'm gonna give you, you're gonna go either buy, like, a fucking six pack or something.
But you can't say that, though.
What do you mean?
You can't say that.
What do you mean?
Because at the end of the day, you're assuming you don't know that person. Yeah, that person might look like the person that will probably, like, consume drugs and stuff, mm-hmm. but you don't know, like, their life. You don't know why they were in that position.
What position? Of homelessness?
Yeah.
I know. I'm not saying I am. I'm not saying they're in a position of homelessness or that's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm inferring.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm going to give you $5, dude. It's up to you how you use them.
Yeah.
Or 10 or whatever it is. Like, I mean, if you want to use it to better yourself, by all means. But if you want to go buy a six pack, well, fuck. I mean, my intention was good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What you did with it, it's up to you. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life.
I respect that.
But isn't it weird how, like, I'm pretty sure y'all seen it. Someone standing in a corner, like, asking for change, like, makes, like, $50 an hour or something like that. Like, that's crazy.
There's these homeless people. Well, Howard lives by. Howard lives in a nice area. And there's these homeless people. They were there every day. And then one time I saw them walking to a nice apartment. So it's like they do that for a living. Mm-hmm. Straight up.
Bro, I saw one time a homeless in Starbucks with an iPhone and a laptop.
So. What?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cleaned up.
That's why I give them food. I just give homeless people food because I feel like that's the right thing to do.
Bro, one time a homeless man got mad at me because I offered him food.
You offered him food.
Because they're like, hey, like, I need money for food. And I'm like, hey, dude, like, what do you want? Like, I'll go get you whatever you want. Name the restaurant, I'll go get it. Nah, I'll take money. I'm like, no, dude, like, I'll go buy you food. Like, what do you want?
Yeah.
Nah, fuck you. Like, don't worry. And I'm like, all right, like, fuck you. Like, you don't want the money for food.
Yeah.
There, that's when I'm like, fuck
yeah.
You know what? That's happened to me too. And I don't blame you.
There, that's when I'm like, all right, dude, like, fuck you then. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. So.
That's so sad. That's so sad. I usually give them, like, gift cards if I don't give them, like, a little baggie. But
okay. Mm-hmm.
Because where I work, we have so much food and people don't take advantage. I feel like we could really, like, feed the homeless or, like, the people that are starving. It's just a matter if they want to eat that food. But I think when you're, like, the point of, like, starvation, you'll eat anything.
Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised. You'd be very surprised.
Oh, for sure.
Bro, there's some people that even though, like, it's their last meal, they won't eat certain shit. They will not eat it. I don't know why. Don't know. You know, thank the Lord. I've never been in that position. But, dude, there are some weird people in this world, dude. I don't know. I just don't know what it is.
They just won't eat that food.
They just won't eat it. Mm. They just will not eat it.
It's just sometimes we got to accept those things.
Yeah.
No matter what type of society you have, there's always going to be homeless people. There's always going to be people of how we have. Unfortunately, that's how it is.
Yeah, there's always going to be people that want to be better than you. There's always going to be people that want what you want. There's always going to be people that are less than you. There's always going to be people that... It's just always going to be someone bigger, better, worse than you.
But at the end of the day, we're all the same. That's a crazy thing.
At the end of the day, we're all going to the same spot, 6 feet under, mm-hmm. to get fucking deteriorated by dirt and worms.
And then become fossil fuels and become gas for the next civilization.
Exactly.
I just called it. We're finishing this podcast. It was a great time with you guys.
It was fun. I liked it.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun.
I like it.
Yeah, it was a good time. Thank you guys for being part of this podcast. I had a great time with you guys.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. More in the future to come. Definitely going to enjoy that tequila bottle.
Oh, bro.
And whoever else tuned in and heard the podcast, thank you guys. You guys have a blessed day.